You see, this is good advice if you want to be a creative instead of an entrepreneur. If you want to be an entrepreneur, following the schedule, getting it done, do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it, that will get you more progress in your goals. If you want to be a creative, if you want to produce something unique, if you want to produce something that you're super proud of for the sake of making this one particular video and you don't even care about the views or the money, 100%. No schedules, no deadlines, wishy-washy, just go, go dance in the flowers till the idea comes, 100%. If you are here because you want to turn YouTube into a business, the schedule, the deadline, Parkinson's law, that will serve you more. For example, if you want to get jacked, you go to the gym on the schedule, you eat the macros, whether or not you want to. That will get you the most jacked. But if you want to feel your body, if you want to free yourself physically and get to this next level of unlocking your body through yoga and functional exercises, you'd do it more like a creative. You wouldn't need to have this pure regiment of just, 3x8 leg press. You change it and think, okay, what part of my quad feels locked up right now? For most guys, they can't even feel different muscle like strands in their quads, for example. But you get to a certain point in yoga where you can literally say like, oh man, the right side of my lower back feels kind of locked up today because I sat down for an hour yesterday. Now, so if you want to do that, which is fantastic, by the way, that's still an awesome pursuit. Fine. You're not going to make as much muscle as the bodybuilder who goes Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and he eats 200 grams of protein every single day because he's got the goal. Do you want to be a creative or do you want to be an entrepreneur? Yeah, that's still fantastic. That's still a nice schedule. It's still using discipline. You're still putting in lots of work. If anything, that might even be better. Like you said, if you're reading an entire book, like my best videos are when I've read an entire book for the script and it's taken me about 10 hours to prepare for the video. That's still entrepreneurship. So it's just, I think because you use the word creative in the way you defined it as like, taking some time to think to produce this video, which is more like a piece of art, that's usually the wrong way to go about the YouTube business. You see these guys who produce these like lovely looking videos, the editing super sweet and everything, and then they make one video every 2 months. And yeah, sure, they get 200K views, but the guy who's just churning out fucking top 5 ways to increase testosterone. And the thing is, your creativity comes in that, right? Because you're thinking of new ideas, because you're presenting yourself in your unique way. So it's not like you're just ultimately throwing away your creativity. It's just you need to figure out which direction you want to go in. Now, you've said entrepreneur, have the schedule. Going every day doesn't suit you. You like to go to the gym, so you know this. Do you really like, is it super clear if the guy who goes 6 times a week will make more muscle than the guy who goes 3 times a week? Maybe not. There's lots of other variables. The same with YouTube. So one daily uploads works extremely well for guys who are just lazy and procrastinating. We know that you're not. You've already got a track record. You've already been posting, and you want to put more effort in to make each individual video better. Fantastic. Go 2, 3 times a week. Set the deadline. Write it down, which days at which time, and use Parkinson's law to guide you into doing that. And I mean, this is a good piece of advice for everyone else. You need to have your customer avatar. You need to have the exact person that you're speaking to. Why not just think through their entire day from the start to the end of the day? Why don't you just think, what were they going through? You wake up, what was the, like, let's say you're making it for your younger self and self-improvement videos. That's a really good idea. You wake up. What was it like waking up for that version of you? Did he feel energetic when he woke up? Was he annoyed at himself? Did he hate himself already? Did he lie in bed? Was he annoyed at like needing to get up? Was he sleep deprived? What was like something specific? Was it really cold in your room and you didn't want to get out of your bed, but you needed to because you've got school or you've got this other thing? Did your mom make you like, there's 50 things you could talk about with just literally waking up, never mind the rest of the day. Make videos for him. What thoughts was he having? Did he wake up thinking, I really hope I don't make mistakes in the gym today? Or did he wake up thinking, I'm probably gonna go fap right now, right? Because right now you're not clear on who you're making videos for. You're just kind of making videos. Just making videos is already progress. You're taking action, which is nice. Now you've been doing this for 2 months, so you need to level this up and start using a lot more like deep thinking. What version of you was it for? What was he thinking? What was his goal? What was his pain? What was the real pain? Not just like what you think it was. Literally just like close your eyes and transform yourself back into that. For most of us, it was going to be related to girls, porn, dopamine, being low status inside of high school or college or something. They're the pain points that you hit.